The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Wednesday morning. Good morning. It's Jordy Work Wednesday. And who are we helping out today?
Hey, it's Melissa. This is so weird. I listen all the time and never in a million years thought I would need this type of help. But Shaggy, you can find out for sure.
All right. Yeah, I mean, no problem. We are here to help. So what's going on?
Well, you sort of know this person. At least you had him at your concert and you talk about him sometimes on air.
Like had him as in Shagfest or what?
Yeah, back in 2017 or 18, I can't remember, but he guest performed at your show.
Okay, well, we've had a lot of local acts, a lot, and we've had a bunch of national artists. But okay, so what's going on?
So I met this guy at a concert at the beach, and he was taking photos of the band, and we just started talking, and now we're kind of seeing each other.
Okay, so you guys like each other, obviously. You have the same musical taste. So what is the issue?
Well, he always needs to leave. He says he travels for photo shoots like every other weekend. He says he's going to help out Machine Gun Kelly. And I'm like, wow, you know him? He's like, yeah, we're close. And I'm like, okay, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of these guys are freelancers, so sometimes they do leave for the weekends to go shoot shows. That seems normal, but what's the red flag for you?
I don't know. I mean, we've been dating for 10 weeks or so, and he leaves a lot. And the other day, I asked him to show me some photos of Machine Gun Kelly and him for the show or anything. And he's like, oh, I can't because I get paid, and then I give him all the photos to management. I don't know. Something feels weird. Like, I don't know if he's trying to impress me or just lying.
Okay. And did you say that Machine Gun Kelly was your favorite artist?
No, I mean, I really don't care for his music, but I do follow him on social media.
Yeah. So, okay. So let's be clear. So, you know, I can't call Machine Gun Kelly and like put him on the air, but, you know, cause I don't do that to my friends. So
No. I mean, I was thinking since you know the lingo and book shows, maybe you could, like, I don't know, you could book Machine Gun Kelly and say that you want to clear him for coming to see some act and photograph him.
Yeah, okay, I gotcha. So if he freaks out and this isn't normal, you'll know he's lying about something, like something else is going on.
Yes. I don't think it's another girl, but I don't know. Something's off. I mean, it's like, show me one photo or something.
Yeah. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to like check to see if he's on tour. I have another idea how we can figure out if he knows him or goes here. Yeah. So let me check. Okay, cool. So yes, he does have some dates. All right. Let's go ahead and call Mr. Camera Guy and find out if he's legit. We'll get his number, but go ahead and stand by. Okay, Melissa?
Hello?
Daniel. Oh, no, I'm joking, man. It's Shaggy from Z104. Good morning.
Oh, what's up, man? You know, we met a couple years ago. You probably don't remember that, but yeah, it's been a while.
Oh, okay. All right, dope. Yeah, so look, so I got your number from Vince because you do concert photos, right?
Yeah, I don't work for any company or anything, just for myself. But yeah, I love shooting concerts.
Cool. So have you ever been to my concert Shack Fest or done any like photo shoots with any of the acts at my show?
I don't know. You had a lot of acts, but nothing off the top of my mind.
All right, so here's the deal. So Machine Gun Kelly's a friend of mine, and he reached out to me because he wanted to see if I wanted to come to a concert that's coming kind of close to this area. And so instead of that, we are actually giving away tickets to that show, and we want to send a photographer to take some photos that he's already approved that we can then post on our social media and our website. So I was thinking about sending you to go to the Machine Gun Kelly show to take photos for it.
Oh, yeah. That's dope, man. I'd love to do that. I'm kind of new at this, but I'm pretty good.
Okay, so are you able to, like, leave for the weekend for a show?
Yeah. I just need, like, a week's advance because of other obligations.
Okay, so no worries. Let me get the dates for you. I mean, have you ever heard of Machine Gun Kelly? Like, you know who he is?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, he's dope. One of my favorites. But I've never seen him live. So, yeah, man, what's the date?
Oh, man, that's awesome. When you are a fan of the music, it's better for photos. You can just tell. So hold on one second. Let me check the date. So it's actually coming up, actually, man. September 28th is the last week of September. I know it's kind of a quick turnaround.
Oh, man. I wish I could, but damn it. I can't that weekend. I got to be in Roanoke by 6 p.m. that Friday, and I'm not free till Monday, 7 a.m.
Oh, all right. So do you have another show or like, are you working? Like, look at you, man. Killing it.
No, man. I wish. No, I have dates. I have to be there for like a situation.
Oh, dude. No problem. I mean, this was like so random and so last minute. But you know what? The good news is I got your number and maybe I'll keep you in mind for the future.
Yeah, man. Thank you. I'm sorry, but I'm almost done with this situation. So if another thing pops up the end of October, I'm pretty much wide open. Sorry I can't help.
Bro, no worries. Take care of your situation. And, yeah, man, we'll talk soon. Have a good Wednesday.
Yeah, you also.
Okay, so he doesn't know Machine Gun Kelly, obviously.
So and dishonest.
Right. I don't know why he would say Machine Gun. And he has a situation in Roanoke. So
yeah, what does that all mean?
I don't know. So let's get Melissa back on the phone. Let's play one song. I know we're running late. Let's play one song. Let's get Melissa back on the phone really quick. Text us. So we got Melissa back on the line. So I think he's doing weekend jail in Roanoke.
No chance. No, he's a good guy. That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, but maybe he's seeing another girl or maybe he has a kid that you don't know about.
I think it's a kid.
You guys are nuts. This guy is definitely doing weekend jail. And he probably had a few weekends open because he had to work, and the judge or the courts are like allowing him to get off every now and then.
But what could he have done?
Well, regardless of what he's done, he's been lying to you. That's what he's done.
Or just ask him straight up. You literally should. Hold on one second. I'm getting a text. So my buddy's a detective. Oh, yeah, you know what? If you get locked up, that's public knowledge. So you can go on a website and put in his first and last name or Google it and see what he did.
Oh, my God. I don't even want to. Ugh.
You have to. And you have to call us back and tell us what's up, okay?
Okay. All right. I guess.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.